70 degrees in Kalamazoo. Sort of a sort of day.
Yeah, I got rained on running into the studio.
So I guess it's one of those days you just kind of stay inside as much as possible anyway, even with the temperatures what they are. But a good mark for the day, no matter where you're spending it, whether you're standing in the rain right now or inside or maybe driving.
Well,
just spend it with us, you know.
I actually didn't spend the day inside. I went out running earlier today, and it was nice and sunny when I was out.
Wait a minute. It was nice and sunny, and then, okay, I'm blaming it on you. Somehow, there's a way to blame you for that. Of course, if you're wondering who I'm blaming, it is none other than...
Michael Loudon.
He's here every day, basically, to keep me in line and to generally cause me trouble, take over the phones, and just be the pleasant trouble that he is.
Today I'm the Rain Man.
The Rain Man. There you go. I don't know if I'd want to own up to that or not. But we're here with you. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Glad that you are with us today as we talk about some various things. You know, the campaign to raise the minimum wage, it's made news again. Democrats are upset. We'll give you some details on it in just a little while as we talk about that a little later in the program. Also, do you trust state government? There was a national poll around this. And ratings on various states and where they are. And we'll tell you where Michigan ranks on this. Could be good, could be not so good. Just depends on your viewpoint, I suppose. But we'll talk about that a little later also in just a minute or two. We're going to be digging into the Detroit bailout. Now, if you call it a bailout, people don't like it. If you don't call it a bailout, people like it. Go figure. But we're going to dig into that here in just a little bit. And talk about various things that are being considered the grand bargain that's ahead. And I want to hear from you on this as well, because there's an awful lot of people that are chiming in on this, and polling data says that people are for it, but I want to find out what you think about it. And of course, with this and with any topic that we have, you are welcome to join us. Here are the numbers, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Also, if you don't have but just a minute or so and don't have time to get on the phone with us, you can do so via text and let us know what you think, 80373, and you can text us and let us know your thoughts as we talk about this. Now, before we dig into that, I want to let you know a couple of things that are going to be happening here on the program today. First of all, if you are into movies, you know, I mean, I am your connection for movie tickets. I am. And not just movie tickets anywhere, but one of the premier places to go see movies. We're talking about Celebration Crossroads at Portage. And in this particular situation, I've got tickets to one of the latest movies coming out this weekend. And to up the ante for you, how about to see one of those movies in IMAX?
Ooh, that'd be really nice.
Yes. And the movie I'm talking about, and I hinted at this yesterday. Hinted, what am I saying? I told you yesterday. But if you weren't listening, see, you don't know, and you're still hanging on my every word. We're talking about Godzilla. This is the brand new version of this. You've seen the previews for this. If you haven't, you owe it to yourself to at least see the previews for this. See what it's all about. It could very well be a huge, huge hit. It'll certainly be huge one way or another if you see it on IMAX. And we've got four tickets to see that. I would give them to you right now, but Michael insists we got to do this in some sort of fair way. So he's going to ask you some dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia. I don't know. I mean, it's just what he wants to do, I guess. So we'll let him do it. I'm humoring him, really. I am. But we've got those for you a little later in the program to give to you. Also, you know, Godzilla, it's kind of about, sort of about an animal. Okay, a big...
Big giga monster.
Yeah, this
say.
Huge lizard thing that apparently had something to do with a nuclear reaction. That's all I know, really. I watched the preview. This is what I get, okay?
It's Bowser on steroids.
That's what it is, yeah. Yeah, somehow at the end of this movie, Mario saves the day. That's all we know. But anyway, animals always make for some fun videos on the web, and they always make for fun encounters on the golf course. I personally have not had an encounter with an animal on the golf course. That's probably good. If anything, it would have been a squirrel. But these animals that they encountered on the PGA Tour, rather interesting, rather fun. I'll just give you sort of a little hint. Some of these animals were attempting to steal golf balls. And some of them include lizards and birds. So it's interesting. You just have to see it. Tiger Woods shows up in this thing, too, believe it or not.
Yes, he
so,
does.
So you got to check it out, even for that, to see what somebody did to kind of freak him out a little bit. The expression on his face is priceless. So check it out. It is our video of the day, and you can find it in the blog section at WKZO.com. If you go to the website, that's just below where the news is. If you go down towards the bottom, you'll find it there. Also, we've got it at our Facebook page, and if you like us on Facebook, it's in your news feed. If you don't like us on Facebook, go to Facebook and like us, and then it'll be there. Just that simple. And you're saying, well, how can I do this? How can I find you on Facebook? Just go to WKZO.com. It's just that simple. Up at the top, little F that you click on that looks like Facebook. Yeah, you click there, takes you right to the page, click like, you're done. Just that simple. Take you less than 10 seconds. All right. Let's chat a little bit about the Detroit bailout and or grand bargain, as it is. This has been making news for several days, and I've been reading up on this a little here and a little there. I think the big thing for anybody that is not Detroit area is, all right, what kind of money are we talking about here? What are we looking at to see, you know, to see the state giving the city of Detroit? Well, where it stands right now, and this is according to the poll that they'd put out, they were polling two different amounts here, and they talked about a $350 million payment over 20 years and a $200 million lump sum payment. These are some of the things that are being kicked around in the grand bargain. Now, the interesting thing about this, you know, people have brought up, well, we got to help out Detroit. They've gone bankrupt. They've done this. They've done that. It's just, and you know, it's been years since I've been to Detroit. I will admit that. I just don't have many reasons to go there. If you go and you're like, okay, we'll take in a Tigers game. Okay, well, that's good for a few hours. And then if you just happen to be headed to your car a little later than everybody else, you just kind of take that extra look around, you know.
Or especially if it's a night game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You just kind of want to, you know, and we've heard how many jokes about, you know, the guy saying, oh, well, I'm a tail gunner on a Budweiser truck. You know? You've heard these jokes, you know, and they're jokes, but it's sad because you've got a city like Detroit and you've had all the different things that have happened there, all the mismanagement, all the stuff that they've gone through, and we've heard about it for years. And now they're turning to the state and saying, well, you know what? We need some money. In fact, that is one of the things that was said by the emergency manager, Kevin Orr. He says, to put it bluntly, we need your money. Because they want to be able to get out of things and be able to move forward on this. They're talking about the state having a portion on this $194.8 million. At least that's the segment that belongs to the state of a settlement deal. Now, here's the thing. And maybe this is my view on it, but I kind of think, you know, all right, you can look at this and say, okay, well, wait a minute. Yes, this is Detroit, and anybody that is outside the state who doesn't spend any time in Michigan, when they think of Michigan, what are they going to think of?
Detroit.
Exactly. They're going to sit there and think of, oh, okay, abandoned houses everywhere, you know, crack dealers and whatever, and crime and, you know, and the stories have been out there. We've heard them for years. And, you know, the stories, true stories that we've heard about city workers that will go and have to work on electric lines or plumbing or whatever that's beneath one of these abandoned buildings. They'll be in there. They'll be set up. And they have to basically spend 45 minutes pulling up stakes and getting out of there when it's time for lunch. Because if they just leave for lunch and come back, their stuff is stripped. It's gone. So, you know, and you hear stories like that, and you know, okay, stuff like this is true, but this is what people think outside the state that Michigan is all about. That and Tim Allen telling you, your trip begins at Michigan.org. Yeah. So, you know, there is a little bit out there besides what you get from Detroit. But a lot of people hear about, oh, Detroit, the city that went bankrupt, the city that's got nothing going on there, empty houses, all this stuff. And then on the other side, though, you've got, well, wait a minute. Detroit got themselves into this, first of all. Second of all, I think you've got something, and you know, and they've looked at, officials have looked at, all right, well, what does Detroit have that they are able to, that they're able to help themselves? And they do have assets. They're saying that, you know, $195 million, this is basically what the state is looking at. $195 million. Now, there are some people who would say, oh, well, you know, the state should be able to help them out with that. I mean, we've got a surplus. We've got that. Okay, I get that. But what if Detroit could get that amount of money by selling one painting from the art museum? Now, we're not talking about shutting down the art museum and taking all the paintings and, okay, well, we'll sell them, you know, sell them on eBay. No, that's not what we're talking about. But there is one painting in the collection. It's a painting that's called The Wedding Dance. And Christie's Auction House was hired by the city to appraise the paintings there. They appraised that one. They said it would sell for as much as $200 million. One painting. We're talking about one. One.
Just one.
We're not talking about the whole collection here. One painting, $200 million. And, you know, there's some people that are making efforts. Now, here's one of the efforts that's taking place. Apparently, the city has gone to GM, Ford, and Chrysler all together and said, help us out here. We don't want to have to sell paintings. Could you help? Could you give some money? And they're actually considering this. They're saying, well, all right, we'll think about it. So, now that, I think that's an interesting idea, going to some of the companies that are there in the area that have a stake in, you know, they got a dog in the fight in terms of making sure Detroit is on the comeback trail. So I get that. I think that's a great idea. Go to these companies and say, all right, can you help out a little bit? And whether these companies actually do that or not, that's up to them. But I can't help but circle around and go, well, wait a minute. We've got a city that's in trouble. We've figured out what kind of money it would take to help get them back. We've got a painting at their, in, as a part of their art museum. And it would sell for the money that you need from the state to be able to help take care of this. I guess, am I the only person here going, well, duh? I mean, we're not talking about shutting down the art museum and selling off everything. We're talking about one painting. And here's an interesting idea. If you think it would work, maybe here's the way you do it. You go to Ford, GM, Chrysler, whatever other companies that you can think of and say, look, we're going to need to sell this painting, but we're going to sell it to you with the understanding that you'll loan it back to us for 30 years. So there, you're not even really getting rid of anything. You still have the painting. You just put a little sign down there, brought to you by Ford, GM, and Chrysler.
Yeah, they could just sponsor it.
Just a little sponsorship down at the corner or something. Now, people would say, that's horrible. That's off. How could you have sponsorship of a paint? Why not?
You've already got sponsorships of stadiums.
I think it makes a lot of sense because you're talking about sponsoring, and we're not talking about, you know, the Detroit Institute of Art, you know, the Chrysler Institute of, you know, we're not talking about that. We're talking about one painting. One. Why not go around? Why not see if there's someone somewhere, a billionaire, that wouldn't mind investing in this, or a group of them that wouldn't mind investing in this and saying, you know what, we believe so strongly in this city, we're going to buy this, and then we'll loan it back to the city for the next 30 years. There you go. You've got the painting, so nobody loses. And you've got the money, so nobody loses. Why is this so hard? Why are we sitting around making it so hard? And why are we looking at this and saying, oh, we can't give up any of those? They are assets to the city that could be used to help take care of things. And I'm not talking about selling off the whole collection. And there might be some people who would say, well, why not? Why don't we sell off the whole collection? Well, maybe it's a thought. I don't know. You know, the cultural people out there are absolutely going, what? How dare you? But what about this? One painting, $200 million. And we're talking about what? 16 by 20? I don't know. I don't know how big this thing is, really. You know? It takes up one little section of wall. We could put something else there. You know what? I'll paint something. How about that?
And if I did, it would look terrible.
I didn't say it would look good, but I'm willing to pitch in if that's what it takes. But what do you think about this? Should the state be in the business of saying, all right, Detroit, we're going to step in. We're going to help you out. We're going to help you out to the tune of $200 million. We're going to step in and help you out. Or do you think that Detroit ought to step up, sell maybe just this one asset or smaller assets that add up to that and help get their way out of it? What do you think? 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373 if you'd like to text us. We're going to be talking about this, the Detroit bailout. You for it or you against it? Let us know. -69 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show, and this portion of the program brought to you by Comerica Bank. Raise your expectations of what a bank can be when it's time. Come to Comerica. I'm talking about the Detroit bailout. What do you think? Good idea for the state to step up and say, yeah, we'll provide some of the money? Or is it an idea that Detroit should step up and provide for themselves a little bit more? What do you think? Give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or 80373, and you could text us with your thoughts. But let's go to the phones right now. We've got Ron standing by on the line. Hi, Ron. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it. First, I want to say I really enjoy your program. Second, on this, the issues with municipalities like that get themselves in big trouble and then think we ought to bail them out. Man, like you say, let's sell a couple of paintings. Big deal. You still got a museum. You just got a spot on the wall that needs a picture. I can send a picture, too.
Mm-hmm.
you know, for to expect the rest of the state or anyone else to bail them out, my goodness, you got yourself that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got a little issue with Kalamazoo lately and some of the bailouts they've gotten on their public employees that, they've got a ton of money and they get it for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to feel sorry for them? I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, Ron, I appreciate it. Thanks for your call today.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And 382-4280, 877-382-4280, 80373 if you'd like to text us on this. And if you do give us a call, just a reminder, we are on just a tiny bit of a delay. So if you do call in, once we put you over the air, turn that radio down so that we don't want to cause confusion. We really don't. There's enough confusion in Michael's life over there that, you know, we don't want to make it worse.
Yeah, don't make it worse for me.
We really don't want to make it worse. We did have someone that texted in and asked in regards to this. They said, what about the democratic process? There are the people that the voters, these are the people the voters put into office. The people of Detroit did this to themselves, basically. Let it play out without state or federal help. So there you go. There's another thought there. If you'd like to share your thoughts, you can do that via 80373 and text to us if you don't have time to get to the phones. We'd rather have you on the phones because you know what? It's what it's all about is conversation. And, you know, I think the other part of it, too, even if you sell off the painting and it leaves and it goes somewhere else, guess what? There are budding artists all over the place that would absolutely be falling all over themselves to be exhibited in a museum of art like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you know what? Go to a state, you know, somebody in the state of Michigan, some sort of artists or a Detroit area artist, say, hey, can you help us out a little bit? We'd love to commission a painting for you. It'll hang here in perpetuity. You know, could you do that? I think there'd be some artists that would say, yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. Or maybe create a painting and then sell it to help out the city.
And then they get their name out there, and then maybe they can put their artwork in other museums around the country, the state, whatever.
See, I know it makes sense. I'm sorry. I'm trying to avoid that, but it just, I can't help it, but it makes sense. It's 338, 68 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad that you're along for the ride today. As we continue ahead, we will continue our discussion about the Detroit bailout. They're trying to come up with a grand bargain where basically the rest of the state's going to be sending a little bit of money their way. And when I say a little bit, I mean just around $200 million. Or they're saying $350 million over the course of 20 years, possibly, as well. We'll talk continued about that because I think there's some different ways of looking at it, too. There are some people that would say we've got the responsibility to look after the biggest community that we have in the state. And still, I mean, with everything that's happened to Detroit, it is still the biggest city that we've got. And it is the first impression that people get of Michigan. Fair or not fair, it basically is. This is where our sports teams are, if nothing else, you know, mm-hmm. So people know, all right, when I go to a Tigers game, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I'm looking at. So, I mean, it seems like that there could be a way to do it. But I kind of wonder if there's some other ways to look at it just than, well, let's have everybody else pour some money into this. There are some thoughts about, well, you know, that money could be used in other ways. Maybe they could be. I don't know, but we'll continue the discussion about it. And take your phone calls and your texts as usual, 382-4280, 877-382-4280 are the phone numbers here, or 80373. You could text us and tell us what you think that way as well. Here in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with Bob Larson, talking a little bit about what the weather's looking like. I've heard rumors it's going to be kind of a wet week, but I've also heard that next week looks to be a whole lot better. Yeah, we keep hoping anyway. So, anyway, rather than tell you what I think the weather is going to be like, how about we get with a guy who probably knows a little better than I do what the weather is going to be like. Bob Larson, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jeremy. So what's on your mind today? What do you want to pick my brain about? I only came in on the end of that conversation, so I'm not sure what you're speculating about.
Well, I've heard some rumors.
Rumors again, yes.
You know, and that's I don't believe the rumors. That's why I go to you, because you're an expert on the subject, or as close as I can get to it anyway. I've heard rumors that the weather, while it's going to be sort of wet and sort of just yuck this week, that next week looks really, really good.
That's pretty much the truth.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Now, before it gets better, it tends to get a little not so nice.
Okay. I will break it down for us.
Well, first of all, in the positive department, in the good news front, we can say that at least we are no longer under the risk of severe storms. We're getting some nasty storms right now in the eastern part of the state, southeastern part of the state. Warnings galore. Severe thunderstorm warnings from the western shores of Lake Erie, northward through the Detroit area, all the way up to about Saginaw. Some thunderstorms capable of producing damaging winds and hail. But they're all moving east and away from here. There actually are some thunderstorms even a little closer than that to us. They also are moving to the east, so we're no longer worried about storms, but we are talking about some additional showers that can swing through this evening. And it has become windy. The wind has now shifted into the west. The cold front is through, so we say goodbye to the warmth and the humidity. We say hello to cooler weather as temperatures tonight drop into the 40s. The storm system coming up from the south will bring us rain tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night, not just a stray shower, but pretty much just a solid rain. And it's going to be a very chilly rain at that, which will tend to linger into Thursday. Whereas we were in the 80s over the past couple of days, we'll settle for 60s tomorrow, highs in the 50s on Thursday. And, in fact, it might be a struggle just to get out of the 40s for a high on Thursday. It is going to be a chilly day. By Friday, though, we're 50s, 60 on Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, and by Monday of next week, back to the 70s.
Okay. So we don't have to go through this too far. But I guess on the other side of it, too, is, you know, Bob, I've heard you say several times that we really kind of need the rain, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And, of course, we picked up rain by way of thunderstorms in the pre-dawn hours. We need a lot more overall as we are well below average for not only the month but for the year as a whole. So overall, even though we may not like it, the fact that we are going to get more rain over the next couple of days is long-term is a good thing, particularly as we start the growing season now. We don't want to go into the summer months with a huge deficit of precipitation. That's never a good thing as we move into the growing season.
You know, I guess I sell myself on this just by simply saying, you know, we have a good bit of rain now, we're going to have a really great blueberry crop. And I think that's a good thing, particularly in Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. Very tasty. You don't want those blueberries to be ruined. Don't want to do anything to harm the crop.
Certainly not. Certainly not. So with all of this less than fun weather on the horizon, what was the word that you prepared for us today?
The word is turn. The weather's ready to make a turn. A turn toward much cooler conditions and some more rain. I was going to say turnabout or turn around, but they're kind of stretching that idea of a word. So just going to go with turn, significant turn. Whether or not that's a turn for the worse, well, I'll leave that up to the it's all in the eye of the beholder. I'll leave that up to you. But it's definitely a turn from where we have been.
Well, you know, Bob, I wouldn't have called you on it if you'd have said turn around. I would have just, no, that's a
you,
word. That's you close.
Turn.
You know?
Could there call, you go.
Yeah, you turn.
Yeah. There you go. I'd call Michael on that, but not you, Bob.
All right.
Well,
nobody had to put up with Michael?
Yes.
Okay. Only for 2 hours a day.
Okay.
You know? Well, Bob, I definitely appreciate that. Looking forward at least to the weekend, because it sounds like that's when it starts to turn back.
Right. It turns and turns again. So we can look forward to that.
All right. Bob Larson from AccuWeather. Thanks for the update.
Hey, Jeremy.
All right. Tell you what, I don't mind the sound. We'll put up a little bit of rain now if it means some good blueberries later.
Absolutely.
I am all for that. You know, I have, in my many travels and the many places I've lived over the years, I have bragged on this state and the size of the blueberries and the tastiness thereof.
They're so delicious. Love putting a little sugar on them. Mmm, good blueberries.
You know, it doesn't need sugar, doesn't need any. It's a blueberry. You know, I could handle that.
I like sugar. I just have to say that.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see. I'll take the blueberries. You can get the sugar. How about that? There we go. Okay.
Wait a minute. I want some blueberries too, though.
We'll just have to figure out how to share. I guess we haven't done that yet, but we'll work on that. Well, we are going to continue the discussion talking about the Detroit bailouts help out or whatever word you want to call it. That's what we're talking about. Are you for it? Are you against it? What do you think? We'll take your calls at 382-4280, 877-382-4280, 803-73 if you'd like to text us. We will continue the discussion as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show. -67 degrees, chilling out just a little bit in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Been talking about the Detroit bailout or help out or helping hand up or whatever term you want to give it. You know what I'm talking about. The state looking at the possibility of sending along a little help to the city of Detroit as they get out of the situation that they're in. Heading to the phones right now, and we head to the phones where Robert's been standing by in Portage. Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Go right ahead.
Thank you. I will tell you this. I've been over here on the west side of the state for only about 2 years now. Before that, I was over on the east side, over in Metro Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And having grown up in Detroit, it's a place that's very near and dear to my heart. In fact, sometimes I feel like I'm the only guy that loves the place still. And seeing it go through what it's going through is really painful.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that all of that has to be put aside because the city has to get back to some sort of financial health. And the purpose of bankruptcy is to get a person or an organization, or in this case, a municipality, back to financial health. And so I think the problem is whether we're talking about dumping millions in from other sources or even selling some paintings, if the city itself doesn't have a way to get back to, you know, viable financial health, it's just going to be a problem that continues on. And I wonder if, you know, if they sold one or two paintings, if that would just set a precedent of having to sell a few dozen more as time goes on, because I don't see it going away.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, a couple hundred million dollars. But I do know, and I believe, I think it's true that Michigan can't be the Michigan that it is without the city of Detroit. So it's in all of our best interest for Detroit to be healthy, not just to get through bankruptcy, but to have a viable long term.
Well, and I think, you know, you've hit it something interesting here, you know, that there's really not been this idea of looking at, all right, how did the city get there? And what do they need to do to avoid that practice the next time? You know, I don't know that that's been the thing that's been looked at in this. It's been more about, well, let's get it out of this and back to some semblance of health. But I think you're right. It could just go right back into it if they don't learn from it.
Yeah, if we sell one painting today, or, you know, one of the big three sponsors a painting, and I don't even know where they have the money to do that, like the Fiat Chrysler painting or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if that would set a precedent where we'd say in 2 years, oh, we got to sell another one. Oh, we got to sell another one. And though I know it's important for Detroit to be financially stable, it's really sad to think about how that sort of eviscerates the culture of the city and of the state as well. We lose something that's part of our own heritage and image.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your phone call and certainly your perspective on that. I can't imagine that that's much fun from your perspective to see what the city's become and what they've gone through in the last several years.
Yeah, I will say this, though. I am proud to be from Detroit. I'm proud to be in the state of Michigan. I think this is a great place, and I have no intentions of leaving. There's too many awesome things going on here for us to miss.
Okay. All right. Well said there, I believe. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate your phone call. We move on now to John in Kalamazoo. Hi, John. Welcome.
Why, welcome for you. I'm going to mirror the preceding caller. I'm from Detroit and doggone proud of it. And Detroit is the engine that drives this state, period. And the people on the west side of the state don't realize. And I've lived on the west side now for 30 years. But Detroit is the engine of Michigan, and how it got there, and many will blame his honor, Coleman Young, but it was going on way before that. And once again, Detroit is the engine of Michigan, regardless of what people in Grand Rapids or Kalamazoo or that might want to think. If we have a sick Detroit, we have a sick state. And to even think about selling art from the DIA, number one, that's a horrible precedent for museums to begin with. My wife's an artist, so I'm particularly sensitive to this.
Mm-hmm.
But those paintings, many of those artworks were given to the DIA so that the public could view it. And it's outrageous to me that some legislators are willing to, go ahead, auction off a painting or two. To me, there's two things that shouldn't be touched, the DIA and the water system.
Okay. All right. Well, John, I definitely appreciate your input, too. I guess I kind of look at it and go, well, you know, Detroit certainly has been the engine of progress in Michigan in the past. I wonder how much of it that's true now, just simply because a lot of people have left the city itself.
If you were to add up the GNP of the Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne County, and I know Detroit is primarily in Wayne County of that,
mm-hmm.
But if we were to add up the GNP of those three counties, my guess would be it would equal about 80% of the GNP in the entire state, period.
Okay. All right. Well, John, thanks. Appreciate your input.
You bet.
And if you'd like to have some input as well, maybe you feel differently than those two gentlemen, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. We did have someone say, I bet most people can't name the paintings worth $200+ million. Someone says, you sell them all. Sell assets to cover your liabilities. So it's interesting. And if you'd like to text in your comments about that, 803-73 is the way to do that. I can understand the idea of going, all right, one painting really doesn't amount to much. I tend to go that direction because I go, all right, it's one painting. One. But I can understand the other side of the argument as well, that it does set a pretty bad precedent to be able to say, all right, well, if we get into tough times, I guess we'll sell that one and that one and, oh, that one over there as well. Because then you get to the point of where there is not that cultural element. I think an awful lot of people like that and feel like that that's part of the identity of a city, to be able to say, you know what, we do have some arts and culture, and here it is. So, you know, I think that's the other side of the equation. It certainly should not be discounted when you think about this. But can we honestly look at the city of Detroit and surrounding areas and say, all right, this is the engine of progress in the state of Michigan? It could be said to a certain degree it is. It could be said to a certain degree it isn't, and it depends a lot on your perspective, I'm sure. So let's go back to the phones right now. We've got Tyrone standing by. Welcome to the program. Glad you're with us. Hello? Let's try that again. There we are. Okay, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'm calling to see, actually, I've seen the governor run commercials saying that he's bringing Michigan back, and I don't see how he's doing that. I was wondering if you could give me some input on how much mileage do he think he's going to get from the voters when they look at how messy this whole situation is being handled. Some people say it's deliberately. Some people say it's politics. I just like to know how he's going to get reelected when he's in control of everything.
Well, I suppose you could look at it that way, but was he the guy that got Detroit there to begin with? I mean, I think that's the ultimate question people would ask.
Well, how long has he been in office?
Yeah, but you can't point to him and just say, well, that's the guy that that caused the whole city to go bankrupt. This has been a problem that's been developing for years.
Right, but see, it's not just him, but who's ever in control, they definitely have to play a role. If they're not in control, they need to be out of the way so someone else can be in control. And he just happens to be in control.
Well,
and
what would you recommend?
Well, what I recommend, I would recommend three outside states to oversee a structure that will work instead of the extremely messy job that's being taken place. Or Detroit, they're treating Detroit like a dirty dish rag, and it's just as important as the rest of the state. But I believe personally, now this is just my personal opinion. This has nothing to do with the governor, but I believe that if Detroit was predominantly white, there is absolutely no way that this whole situation would be anywhere this messy. But because it's not, it looks like everybody's dragging their feet. They cracking jokes about it on the radio stations all up and down the dial. Nobody seems to care. And yet the governor gets on the TV saying how he's bringing Michigan back. Yeah, back to what? Ruins? And like I said, with the election coming up, this is something that the people need to concentrate on. Make him get up and do the right thing, or let's get him out of there. Because the people who are in control, the people who are in charge are in control. He's been in office long enough to head this off. He could have did something if he truly cared.
Okay, Tyrone, I got to run. I'm up at the top of the hour. Thanks for your call.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.